Amen.
Amen.
Now, would you open your Bible while you're standing for a few moments to Ephesians chapter 4? I want to reiterate where we're working on. Every aspect of scripture and preaching and teaching, we're working on these. I don't know how many verses, 11 through 16? Five? One minute. Ephesians 4, 11. Six verses. Now, we're working on these four verses, Lord, in the apostolic training, apostolic insight. He have me working on these four, how many, six scriptures? Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Now this is so powerful. But it changes your life. And he gave some apostles, you with me?
Yes.
And some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Now, the reason I'm reading this is the teaching that I'm going to take you in this morning, going to take you deeper into this spirit realm, because I want each one of y'all to be effective in all these verses.
Yes,
personally, not per se with the pastor or with the evangelist. No, you supposed to be operating in these verses. Well, we know at large the church is not. The church is not operating in voices as it should. He gave these five offices.
Yes,
Satan tried to cut two off.
That's right. Amen.
See, he wants you to work on a little over half of the benefits God wants you to have. He don't want you to see a prophet walking in a valley of dry bones.
Amen.
And the Lord telling that prophet, he asked him, can these bones live? He said, Lord, you know. He said, yeah, but I'm going to use you, prophesy.
Yes.
Right. Oh, you dry bones, come alive.
Yeah.
y'all ever read that?
Yes.
Yeah, and they came alive, didn't it?
Yes.
And then they needed something else. They needed breath in them. He said, prophesy, let the spirit get in them.
Yes.
And they become a mighty great army. So, I believe to a certain, I'm just talking to you now, I believe to a certain degree the profound anointing, listen very carefully, that is in you has not been given the opportunity to be used as it should be you. And this is what we're doing now, apostolically and prophetically, because I wonder why God, you know, they called me to be an apostle, I ducked that for 40 years. 30 years, and then I wonder why I was in the hotel. My boy was about to pick me up and go and preach. I don't know where I was, New York, I don't know where I was. And I'm looking out of wonder at the cars, you know, getting ready to go. And he said, I call you to be a prophet also. I said, Lord Jesus, I'm just getting over the apostles. I'm trying to study about the apostles. But he wanted both of those offices, he wanted me to function in both of them. So when it's time to prophesy in the anointing, I can prophesy as a prophet to get these voices in place. So just bear with me a minute. The 12th voice say for the what? Of the saints. All right, that bring you into completion for the work of the ministry. Number two, and for the edifice. So it's three things. So it's not all about you. It's about your assignment.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me? And somebody said, I ain't got no assignment. You got the assignment. You the pastor. I'm just coming here. No. Verse 13. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
And the knowledge of the Son of God. Look at that.
Yes.
Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Look at verse 13. Look at verse 13. Where is it? In the body of Christ. Why is verse 13 in the body of Christ? 14, that we henceforth, oh my, do we need this one?
Yes.
I haven't started preaching yet, I'm just getting y'all ready.
Yes.
I haven't named my text or nothing now. I'm just all my text working on this aspect right now to get you in this position. Look at verse 14. Tell me, henceforth, be no more children tossed to and fro. I just told you, get behind the sofa seat and carried about with every wind of doctrine. They got all kind of doctrine now coming into the church. They try to use the Bible. They're making new translation of the Bible with no Holy Ghost. That's why you can't mess around with all these translations, constantly mess around with these translations. You got to make sure what you're doing. Men of God moved by the Holy Ghost wrote the scriptures. Yeah. So you got to make sure that you're reading about somebody who is moved by the Holy Ghost. Not somebody who moved by the dollar. I got a translation I got to set on fire this afternoon. I started to put in the trash can, but somebody might get it. So I'm going to burn that song going up. I'm going to light it on fire. Got one of my friends messed up. He tied up in it. Man, my goodness. Wow. I'm going to take you a passage of scripture in Romans chapter 4. We'll sit down in a minute. Romans chapter 4. I can assure you that you're going to get quicker and bigger answers. Yes, sir. Quicker and bigger answers. Because your answers going to be supernatural answers. Because you going to learn how to walk, listen to me, deeper in the spirit. You're going to learn how to walk deeper in the spirit. You're coming off the surface where somebody else got to always be praying for you. You're going to learn yourself how to function deeper in the things of God. That'd be all right? Would that be all right? All right. And don't let the people online do more than y'all. They got their hand up and all that. Y'all just stand. Don't let them outdo you. Respond properly. All right. All right. Now, this is so much, Lord. Holy Spirit, you have to help me on. Oh, my God. I get excited before I get started. The revelation that I want you to take a hold of is instead of trying to work your faith off of the law, off of the Ten Commandments, off of how straight your life is, off of 19 scriptures you memorize. It's more than that. And I want to teach you how to rely on the grace of God. Most of us trying to use our faith, even though we got the word, but we're using our faith by the law. There's a certain position you got to be in all the time, and you can't go to the right or the left. You got to be in that position all the time. And Satan been holding us to the law. He don't want us to see that grace space around us that the Lord has paid for everything. Amen. And that he can't stop us no way he tried. So is your faith, or have your faith been operating on the law, trying to get God to do something? Or are your faith trained to operate on grace on receiving what God already has done. Look at your prayer life now. Look at your prayer life now. If you get an understanding here of the grace lifestyle, that you're not under the law, you're under grace. And they're going to use a lot of scriptures to show you that, make a lot of statements to show you that. Matter of fact, I'm going to let me... You may be seated. I want you to write this down. Living in the demonstrations, plural, of grace faith. Living in the demonstrations of grace faith. Here in Romans chapter 4, it's a lot of reading need to be done in order to clarify this. In the 13th verse, it says, for the promise that he, you with me?
Yes, sir.
I heard four people. For the promise, now I tell you, the Holy Ghost is going to come on me today. I feel the presence right now. I feel a fresh anointing all down my arm, my legs. I really want to take off and run, but I got to teach you this morning, because I know where you're going. Yeah, I'm down that street. I had to go down there to read the signs and come back and tell you how it goes. Ha, ha, ha.
Hallelujah.
See, I know where I'm headed. Hallelujah. And then I know the Holy Ghost, what's going to happen, the Holy Ghost is going to grab some of you all today. And you're going to lose it. Sometimes you just need to lose it. I said, sometimes you just need to lose it. Yeah, lose all your dignity, everything. Just lose your last name, your first name, lose your college degree, just lose everything. Sometimes you just got to lose it. Oh, I heard you say, sometimes you just got to lose it before you can use it. Something blocking you out. Oh, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I need to preach, boy. Ah! Sometimes you just got to lose it. Hallelujah.
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 Come on, Holy Ghost.
Glory. You shout now. You shout now. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you something. You, all y'all going to shout. You're about to lose all your trouble. Hallelujah. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Oh, you're not going to shout. Oh, you don't have no trouble. Oh, you don't have nothing you need to get rid of. Oh, you just sit there and look at me when the Holy Ghost said you're going to lose it. Everything that is against you, you're going to lose it. In other words, you don't understand what I'm saying? There's a freedom anointing in this house right now. Don't care how long it's been. Don't care how hard it's been. Today you're losing. Anything that is against you, anything that sickness, disease, lack, confusion, you lose it today. The arthritis come up off you today. A bad leg come off of you today. I went to church and lost all my troubles. That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
You lose that bad habit. You keep trying to stop, and you keep going back to it. Well, this morning, you lost it. Some people got habits, you got habits you don't like, and they keep coming back. Who am I talking to up in here? Shupakatala. Shupakatala Basha. Shupakatala Basha. I was going to read from verse 14, but I'm 13, I'm going to skip now. And you read from verse 13 to 25 in the fourth chapter. I'm going to skip to the 16th verse because I got to give you some stuff, other stuff before we leave. Ask the person next to you, are you here?
Are you here?
Verse 16, you there? Romans 4, 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by what?
Grace.
Read that. Read. You read that. All right, now. Faith only can work in grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all. See, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Let me show you how it works. I'm going to jump, show you how it works. Abraham 100, his wife 90, and God told him he's going to have a baby. All right. Look at the 19th verse. And being not weak in what?
Faith.
He considered not his own body now dead when he was 100 years old. Yeah. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. How did he do that? He staggered not at the promises of God through what? But was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being what?
Fully persuaded.
Oh, my God. Fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now go to the fifth chapter, and let's read one or two verses there. Then you can sit down and give you some points. Therefore, being justified by what?
Faith.
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, verse 2 now, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 2. Oh, somebody about to move.
Yes.
Somebody's life about to shift.
Yes.
You're going to walk out here not operating in the law.
Yes.
You're operating in grace.
Yes.
You're going to walk out here not trying to get something done. But you walk out and you have something already done. I don't care if I don't see it. I don't care if I don't feel it. I don't care if nobody else agree with me.
Come on.
I walk by faith, not by sight. Your faith been walking by sight. Because if you don't see the manifestation physically, you think it's not there. But if your faith already knows it's there, Whether I see it, whether I feel it, I know it's there. That's grace faith. Law faith, you got to see something. You can move, you could be, you mess around, you could be moved to another project. That's one over. See, you. See, if you're operating by grace, listen to me very carefully. Grace already has everything in place. Sit down, write that down. Grace already has everything in place. Whether I can see it, whether I can feel it, I don't have to see it, I don't have to feel it, because I know it. I trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Get out of the way. Stop trying to direct your path with your prayer. Try to connect. See, prayer for connection. You understand? Prayer is for connection. Connection to what already has been done. Oh, my. Prayer is for connection with what already has been done. Healing already been done in your body. Huh? Correction in your finances already done. See, Satan wants you fighting for something that is already yours. Grace wants you to step in and take over. Three quarters of the church is operating on law faith, L-A-W, the faith. You have an opportunity by Almighty God to be exposed to grace faith. My goodness. Man, this thing is so powerful. Look at that second verse of Romans 5. Now listen. By whom also we have access. We have what?
Access.
What access mean?
Entrance.
What does it mean?
Permission.
What?
Right.
Access.
Right.
I can go there.
Yes.
Oh, Junior said, I can go there. Yeah. Write that down. I can go there. I can go there. Now, dog, you ain't stop me no more. God say I can go. Somebody told me he made a way out of no way. You ever heard that statement? That he can make a way out of no way because he is the way. But he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, right? So I came to church this morning, and there's some things I was dealing with, and I found my way. Oh, he'll give it to you. Listen, that's what you're here for. He'll give it to you. Revelation will give it to you.
Yes, sir.
Revelation and anointing combined. Ooh, my goodness. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit, sweep this place. Get us in the right position. So he said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
Yes,
see, because when grace step in, glory follows.
Yes,
now, I'm going to give you some things here on this morning. Hallelujah. I'll tell y'all, I'm half drunk. And I'm about to take another drink. I love it. You roll down, ha ha. Living in the demonstration of grace, faith, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Living in the demonstration. Now what it's saying, I got to keep repeating because it's this new, it's almost virgin territory. I didn't say it, living in the demonstration of law, faith.
Come on.
Go ahead on and accept your grace. Because as soon as you get in church, Satan bring up all the mistakes you made, all the wrong things you've done. You know you won't bring it up. He the one caused you to do it. Then he bring it up on you. So here's some powerful points. Holy Spirit, teach me how to flow in grace, faith properly. Holy Spirit, that's what I preach on last Sunday. Holy Spirit, teach me how to flow in grace, faith properly. Now, a stronger statement going to follow this statement. And I just want to get loose in you today. Loose me and let me go. Oh. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying the same thing. It's going to sound like the same thing. Holy Spirit, lead me into a full flow of grace, faith. Listen now. Grace, faith is following. No, oh my. Grace, faith is unlocking new possibilities.
Right.
So this morning, you about to operate in new possibilities. Now hear this word real strong. Function. The Holy Ghost, he's telling you, he's demanding you. Function. In these new possibilities that only the Holy Spirit can lead you into.
Yes,
in other words, you leave here functioning in new possibilities.
Yes.
That cannot be given to you by a college degree. Psychology. Government, presidents, vice president. No, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Nobody on your street got to do it. God, dog, you do it by yourself. Grace, faith. What'd I say?
Grace, faith.
Now, I want you to get this, is unlocking new possibilities. A grace subpoena. A grace faith subpoena is being served to you by the Holy Ghost today. And it has to come as a subpoena because you've been locked down in the old way so long trying to do it yourself by faith. In other words, the Lord said, let me give you a free ride. You've been fighting and struggling with it too long. I'm serving you a subpoena. I want you to live by grace, faith. I want you to live to know that the cross of Jesus Christ has already done everything for you. It's all signed, sealed, and delivered. While you're sitting here this morning, every triumph, Every victory, every blessing you need is already signed, sealed, and delivered over 2,000 years ago. There was a young man hanging on a cross, paid for everything. I want you to have these words. The cross, and I want you to be able to speak this to situation. The cross says everything against me is over. The cross says everything against me is over. Already paid for. A grace fit subpoena is being served to you today by the Holy Ghost. Here's why. Grace is connected to my divine nature. My sonship rights. My divine nature and my sonship right. And when we say sonship, you know we mean daughter. Now here's where I want the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning in this divine moment. Because it's a shifting divine moment, this statement here. Satan wants to erase our grace connection.
That's right.
Satan wants to erase our grace connection. See? You listening? Grace is a supernatural standard that nothing can stop. Y'all to hear me. Grace is a supernatural standard that nothing can stop from flowing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise His holy name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You're talking to me this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Grace means that all the goodness of God is available to me at all times. Just think about it. Just think about it. You're going through something, but you know that all the goodness of God is available to you. Huh? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me some days. This day is no different than another day. Goodness and mercy still follow me. Good and mercy and I, we're going to whoop this.
Yes.
Whatever you think about this morning that you're not satisfied with, let it get whipped right now with goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy belong to me because I'm a child of God. Say it. I'm about to whoop everything and not agreeing with my life. You know what you just said?
Yes.
That's the kind of anointing grace put on you. I'm flowing with goodness and mercy with me at all the time. The Holy Ghost like that. I felt a drop in. Somebody need to hear this.
Yes, sir.
Good. Goodness and mercy about to do some new things for you.
Yes,
y'all receive it?
Yes,
I said, y'all receive it?
Yes,
goodness and mercy. I heard the Holy Ghost. Goodness and mercy about to do some new things for you. Some things you thought you couldn't do.
Some places you thought you couldn't go. Some things you thought you couldn't have. Goodness and mercy about to do it for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, jump up and scream then. I said, jump up and scream. Goodness and mercy about to do some things for me like never before. Shackles are falling.
Come on, son.
I want you to tell four people I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Yes, sir. Receive your seat. So don't leave you with it. God dog it. When it come up, shut it down. Say in the name of Jesus, the man prophesied over me this morning. In the spirit, while he was preaching, God told him, tell me this. Shut up, devil. I'm your master. Behold, I give you power. Tread on stifling. What good God. Turn around and give two people a high five. Spread. Let it spread. Let it spread up in here. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. I heard this.
Yes, sir.
You going where you've never been before. God, I said, you're going.
Yeah.
I heard the Holy Ghost say, prophesy over. Tell them they're going where they've never been before. I've got a word running around in my spirit right now. It's just running. I can't keep up with it. It's running around. Better, 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 better. Better, better, better. Better, better, better. Better. That's all I'm hearing. Better, better. Better. Better, better, better. Better, 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 better. Everything about to get better, 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 better. Better, better, better on me. Better. Better. Better is on me. Better. Better is on me. Better, 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 better. Better is on me. Come on. Everything better.
Better, better, better. Better, better. That's $1,500 there.
I'm out.
You're out. I know you're out.
Better, better, better.
Better, better, better.
Yes.
Better.
Better, better. Everything got better.
Everything got better.
Better is
better,
better. Glory to God.
Better.
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 That's all and all there.
Better.
Better.
I receive your seed.
Better, better, better.
Better is
upon. I receive your seed. My health better.
My health better.
My money better.
My money better.
My marriage better.
My marriage better.
My children better.
My children.
My grandchildren better. My business better.
My business.
Everything better.
Everything better.
And listen, that's a prophetic word. See, it's not. See, better not English this morning. See, it came up in my spirit. Everything got better. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'd make it good. Come on, son. I receive your seed. $100. How you feel? How you look? How you living?
Yeah.
How your finances?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
Joy unspeakable
yeah.
and full of glory.
Yeah.
I'm full of joy.
I'm full of joy.
My joy got better. Sit down so you can write some of it. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive. Man, I feel it. I don't want no God I can't feel. I have faith, but every now and then. I want him to touch me. Oh, yeah, every now and then. I won't feel something. I don't want just come on, I got faith. No, touch me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't go around yet. You know, I know you walk by faith and not by sight, but every now and then I won't see something. Every now and then I won't see something. Every now and then I need to see something. It's better. You understand, my sister? It's better. Life is better.
Glory.
Write this down. This is going to help you. What we're preaching about, living in a demonstration of greatest faith. Come on, son. Write this down. I receive. Better, everything better. It's $6,000 here. As a businessman, he's so all time. Online better.
Better.
I'm going to laugh with you. Tell somebody next to you, I feel better. You feel better?
Yeah.
I got a prophetic word called better on my life. I'm prophetically better. If you don't feel no different, you wasn't here. That's the only reason you don't feel no different. You wasn't here. You're somewhere else. You're not listening. You're not paying attention to the Spirit. Come on, let's flow. Let's flow before we go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Shabba heko teleboya. Kataloya. Kaya heko sidere. Young boy's song. Isn't that something?
Yes.
On their own. Sneak it up on. Come on. I felt you sneaking. I get up here. I receive your seed.
That's a $100 seed. Grace means that all the goodness of God are available at all time to me. Ooh, because Jesus has already paid for everything through the cross. The favors of God. The what? And favor is plural. The favors of God are marked with your name on it. The favors of God are rock and round mark with your name on it. I'm living in marked favor. The favor is already marked out. I walk in favor. I talk in favor. I sleep in favor. I rise up in favor. Favor everywhere. Favor in the kitchen. Favor in the bathroom. Favor out in the yard. Favor in my car. Everywhere I go, I got favor. Favor, the favor anointing. Woo! The favor anointing is on me right now. Everywhere I go, favor looking for me. Favor, 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 favor. It's all my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise His holy name.
For the Lord is good. And His mercy
endureth
forever. Come on, dog. I receive your seed. I receive your seed.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody next to you and say,
I got favor on me.
I'm going to try, Lord. I'm going to try. Grace is not automatic. Faith has to be applied to grace for it to function. Grace has no level in life because it's supernatural. It's always ready to take you to another level. I got to get this out. Grace promotion is on this house. Now, are you ready to flow in a fully graced life?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
By divine inspiration, men of God wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, they tell us that. That's how the Bible was wrote. Men of God wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Well, here are some things I was moved to write. There's so much more to life. When the revelation of grace become a manifestation and produce demonstration in your life daily. Man, my goodness, Lord, have mercy. Grace, revelation, application, manifestations and demonstrations coming to the body of Christ fully.
Yes.
Then I want you to meditate Ephesians 1, 15-23. Now I like this one. Grace has a supernatural budget of God's goodness.
Wow. That's good.
Oh, I ain't gonna let that, y'all ain't gonna let this pass this easy. Grace has a supernatural budget of God's goodness. My question is, what
God's goodness does not include. He's a good God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I got to close. The body of Christ have not been in full power without the full revelation of the grace of God. Come on, son. The body of Christ, I'm bringing you into full power. I receive. That's a $100 check from me, old man. The body of Christ has not been in full power. You got that?
Yes.
Without the full revelation of the grace of God. Now, I'm going to give you that full revelation. You could read the scripture and don't see it. Because I read it some years and did not see it because I didn't know the aspect of grace.
Mm-hmm.
This is a scripture. It's opening up the whole rim of grace. You about to read a scripture, open up the whole rim of grace to you in one scripture. The apostle was teaching, and the apostle knew he had to train the people in grace. And the Holy Spirit gave him one voice that opened up the whole grace world. Good God Almighty.
Wow.
So in a few moments, the apostle about to give you a scripture. They're going to open up the whole grace world. One scripture. Isn't that something? One scripture. Hope. Ephesians chapter 1,
yes.
Verse 3.
Yes.
The word grace is not mentioned in there. But that verse opened up the whole grace world. That's the definition. That's the revelation.
Yes.
That's the manifestation.
Uh-huh.
That's the demonstration of how powerful grace is. I receive your seed. Huh. The word grace is not spelled out in that verse. But the Apostle Paul was opening up the whole grace world to the church at Ephesus. And he said it this way, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." Where was that done? C-R-O-S-S. A clue. The body of Christ has not been in full power without the full revelation of grace. The combination of grace and faith has no limits. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. What you want? I mean, what else can God put in that voice? Now, look at Ephesians 3:20. What else? What you want me to do? Look at this thing here. One thousand. We had 910. We're going to 2,000. Look at that. Now, when the Lord gave me the revelation, when he prophesied to me about this ministry, you see, sometimes he talked to you, you can't see the whole picture.
That's right.
You know, he said, they come from the east, the west, the north, and south. I'll buy them a car, and they'll be glad to drive in. I see y'all got some pretty nice cars out there, too.
Yeah.
Don't y'all think that happened automatically? The Lord bought that car for you to come here. All kind of cars out there, nice cars. Cadillacs and I said, look at y'all. He said that. He said they come from the east to west. And they said when the Plains land in Louisiana. They're going to ask where Darryl is. We got camp meeting coming up. They'll be coming from all over the world. But as an aspect, see, God about to do something for you you don't know nothing about. I heard that much better. God is about to do something for you you don't know nothing about. Because, you know, he's a surprise God. He's full of surprises. If you walk with him, he'll do something. He'd do impossible things. Just to let you know, I'm walking with you. Look for it. Expect it. Look for it and expect it. Look, I said, look for it and expect it. Look, come on. Look for it and it's, I receive your seed. Look for it and expect it. What I say? Look at some of y'all won't say nothing. Look for it. I'm looking for it and I'm expecting it. I'm looking for it and I have expectation for it. Don't let my word return to me void. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he make it good. I'm about to close. Don't tell me when to close. You know, I started to scare you. I thought, hope! I ain't gonna leave it. This chief is now. I said, I'm scared. We should get him here. Ah. Now that man. I am unpredictable. I feel like doing something wild now. I don't know what it is. Y'all praise to get up here.